This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson.
If I said 40 million regular viewers by 2015, would you think Netflix? Maybe if you had just finished binge-watching House of Cards, Arrested Development, and Orange is the New Black. But despite the popularity of the company's original programming, Netflix is still an outsider in the industry. And even with all the steam it's gaining in users, it's got big media competition. Several stories about the company caught our eye this week, and we wanted to talk to our pal Molly Wood at CNET. She was impressed by Netflix's Creative Arts Emmy wins over the weekend, which could hint at some big wins this coming weekend when the real Emmy party starts. Hi, Molly.
Hey, how's it going, Ben?
Going pretty well. So, Netflix, they won some Emmys over the weekend, correct?
Yeah, Netflix just keeps getting more and more legit in the TV game, and it's not just buzz, evidently. I mean, everybody was talking about House of Cards and Orange is the New Black. Now House of Cards has picked up two Emmys. They were for casting and cinematography. But the notable thing is that they beat out complete cult shows like Homeland, Game of Thrones, and Breaking Bad for these Emmys.
One thing that Netflix seems to have going for it is their ability to sort of look at data in a really smart way. And that's sort of connected to the shows that they're producing, right?
Netflix is doing this in such a smart way. And so one of the ways they may end up winning this battle is by becoming indispensable for people. I mean, so many people now watch shows exclusively on Netflix, and Netflix is paying this very close attention to what the marketplace watches. There's a story this week that says that they actually keep an eye on piracy sites and then make decisions about which shows to buy. And that is extremely clever. There's been an argument for decades that piracy in some ways is a form of a market correction, right? People pirate shows because they can't access them any other way.
Or they don't perceive the price to be fair, and thus they pirate it.
Exactly, that they would rather stream it as part of an existing subscription than maybe pay $14 to watch it. And then, of course, since they're streaming, they have much better data about demographics, in addition to just being really smart about watching the internet space to see what people are interested in.
And how do you think this is going to play out?
Oh, I think that there's no question that the traditional networks, including the one that owns my company, CNET, are facing some serious disruption. They still have more money. However, I think there's no question that Netflix, YouTube, and even Amazon are in a race to become potentially the fifth, sixth, and seventh major networks, cable networks. I think they're going to have a very interesting couple of years that I predict will result in a lot better shows for us to watch because at the end of the day, creating great shows is how you keep people loyal to your network.
Competition is a good thing. Molly Wood, also the host of CNET's Always On. Molly, as always, nice to talk to you.
My pleasure.